The Stealth Revolution in Religion and Government in the Last Days, number 3. There comes a time in the cycle of nations when corruption and sin reach a point that is so grievous that the wicked come out of the woodwork and they begin to show themselves for what they really are. We're living in a time like that right now. And also another thing happens, which is this. It seems as though that God is standing off, just watching to see what people will do and what they will choose. And we're seeing this today. And I think the pall of lies and the web of blindness and deceit that has been woven over the nations and the people was personified this week in President Barack Hussein Obama. When after he accused the Cambridge Police Department of stupidity, when he didn't have all of the facts, and Professor Gates, who was supposed to be the victim, really revealed the racial hatred and arrogance that is endemic in the elite such as Jeremiah Wright, the pastor of Barack Hussein Obama, for 20 years. And he said he didn't know any of these things, never heard any of the things that he said, and threw him under the bus. Then, when all the facts came out as to what happened in Cambridge, that the police did exactly what was right, followed the procedures exactly, that there was no racial overtone, there was no profiling, the president tried to back out of it and tried to rearrange his words. And it revealed a very profound thing of those who live and believe lies. So if you have a chance to watch that again on the weekend news, watch it again. And you will discover that he does not think that he is lying when he is lying. Because in his own mind, he is constructing what he believes is the truth. Just like Clinton did when he said, "I never had sexual relations with that woman." So this is what happens when people are given over to lies, live lies, rise to high positions, and run the country. Now, as I said before, it's as though the inmates in the insane asylum are running Washington, D.C., and when you have the kind of mindset which is also found in New Age religion, also found in witchcraft, also found in mainstream religions, when you create your own reality, though you're lying through your teeth, you do not accept it in your own mind as lies because you are so deluded and deceitful that you can't admit right from wrong. And it also is a time, let's come here to Psalm 10, when people are wondering, where is God? Because the wicked have multiplied themselves. The sins of the people are so gross that it's hard to find out where is God. You go to television to watch it, you can't find anything. You can't find truth. You watch those who are religious leaders on television and they tell you nice, warm, fuzzy stories. You get some truth on the internet. You get virtually no truth with the government media. You get no truth from the government. You get no truth from the pulpit. So it's kind of like Psalm 10 in verse 1 for those who are trying to serve God. Why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Well, the answer is because in times of good times, when God gave His word, when you knew the truth, you did not keep it. So here's what happens. The wicked in his pride pursues the poor. Let them be taken into schemes that they have imagined, because it will. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire and blesses the covetous, but despises the Lord. We're seeing this played out on every level in the nation, and also in many nations in the world. Through the pride of his countenance, the wicked will not seek God. In all his thoughts, there is no place for God. That's what we're dealing with. That's where we are in the nation, religion, and government. That's why we have the trouble that we have, because in times of trouble, people will begin to seek God. His ways are grievous. Your judgments are high, far above, out of his sight. Can't even listen to reason. As for all his enemies, he puffs at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved from generation to generation. I shall never be in adversity. And those are the wicked rich of the world, which we'll talk about a little bit later. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. And if that doesn't describe the House of Representatives, the Senate of the United States, the President and all his cabinet and his 36 czars, I don't know what does. And you can take these scriptures and you can look at any country. Look at England, look at Australia. Varying degrees of these things in all countries. Why? Because the ultimate goal is through deceit, stealth revolution, and fraud to bring in a world government. That's why. Very few people really understand it. Now let's come down here to verse 11. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see. Why do the wicked spurn God? He has said in his heart, you will not call into account, but God says he's going to judge the hearts of every man. You have seen it, that is God, for you behold mischief and vexation to repay it with your hand. The poor commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. So this is good to know. So, don't be discouraged in what you're going to hear, because God will help you, God will watch over you. Doesn't say you won't have a little trouble along the way. But you love God, you keep His commandments, you have His Spirit. And it says right here that the poor commits himself to you, you are the helper of the fatherless. and eventually this is going to happen. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil one. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his hand. That's what eventually is going to happen. And I'm amazed in reading these things how they perfectly describe what's going on today. And how much of the Bible really is about the end times when you put it all together. Far more than we've ever imagined. Verse 17, another bit of encouragement. Lord, you've heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to defend the fatherless and the oppressed, so that the man of the earth may no more oppress. And who will that man be? Not Barack Hussein Obama, but the coming end-time beast, the man who will personify the culmination of the stealth revolution in governments around the world. Now, I think these Psalms, Psalm 10, Psalm 11, and Psalm 12, pinpoint exactly what's going on in the world today in governments, religion, education, at all levels, from top to bottom, just like we read last week where God says that you are sick with wounds and bruises and putrefying sores from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. But also, God has to give us knowledge of what's going on in these days, as well as encouragement that he is still there. So we find in Psalm 11, in verse 1, in the Lord I have taken refuge. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend his bow. They make ready their arrow on the string so that they may secretly shoot at the upright in heart. Verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? But see, that's why God has preserved his word. That's why he has given you his Holy Spirit. So if the foundations are destroyed, you have God. Verse 4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His searching gaze tries the children of men. So what we need to understand is this. God is judging everyone by their thoughts and their fruits. Now let's understand something that's a great principle for us. We cannot judge the heart of anyone, but we can recognize, as Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. So what they do and what they say are all a part of what they are, because out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. So God is there. He's watching over us. The Lord tries the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone. When is that going to be completely fulfilled? Seven last plagues, Revelation 16, right? And a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face. Now you can put there Revelation 22, where we're going to see God the Father face to face. So, what I want you to understand is this. Whenever there's great trouble all around, and God knows it, and he describes it in his word, he also gives us hope, he gives us comfort, letting us know he watches over us, letting us know that his angels are there to minister to us, to protect us, to keep us. And so keep that in mind in everything that you see in the news today, because we're going to see this blossom into a full-blown plan. Now notice Psalm 12. Help, Lord. Sometimes that's all we can say. Psalm 12, verse 1. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases. Where are you going to find someone that is really seeking truth? For the faithful disappear from among the children of men, and even in the church. Look what has happened. Verse 2, they speak hypocrisy, each one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. But they forget. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we shall prevail, with our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? That sure sounds like Washington, D.C. and the world leaders and the world bankers, the world traders, doesn't it, huh? See, because as you're going to find out, they all have a hierarchy of 300 over them. And as you're going to find out, it started before the turn of the century, 1900. Verse 5. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, I will now arise, says the Lord, and will set him in safety from him who puffs at him. And I can't help but think, the church today, those who are really faithful, and down into the tribulation, the 144,000 and the great innumerable multitude, received the grace of God and the salvation of God before the blast of the final judgment of God on this earth. And a lot of people say, well, why is God doing it in this generation? Well, because it's built up, it's built up, it's built up. And let's understand, especially in the modern nations of Israel, everyone has a witness from God called the Bible, which they have not read, nor they have they believed. And God is going to hold them accountable because they have it. And for the world, because Satan has got the whole world worked up into his system. And it's just like God said of Pharaoh, I raised him up to glorify my name and my power. So we don't have to worry. But we better stay close to God. Remember this. Verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord, that is your people through your word. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of them is exalted among the sons of men. Or another way to translate it, which we did in the second edition, the wicked walk on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. And I saw on the news report just last night or the night before, reporting that in the state of Rhode Island, that 16-year-old girls can be strippers in a strip club and also commit prostitution with the customers as long as it's on the premises. Just a little report. That's one little thing in one little place. How about in Asia, where they take all the little children and sell them to pedophilias who can fly over on special rates and actually get a round-trip ticket from the U.S. to Thailand for $657. Remember where the tsunami hit? That was right in the heart of selling children for sex. So think about, was that God's judgment? Oh, why would God do that? because no one in those countries would stop it. That's why. See, because God holds us all responsible to do what is right. Now, let's look at some more politicians. Let's come here to Psalm 62. This is quite a psalm. Lays it out. This is why, in spite of all the good words of all the politicians and the solemn promises, they're all hypocrisy. Now, let's pick it up here just in verse 1, because this is important to understand, because I want us to know, every one of us, that if we're yielded to God, we're praying to God, we're studying, we're living our lives the way that God wants, He knows that. He recognizes that. He honors that. Now notice the single-minded purpose of this psalm. Only for God does my soul wait in silence. From Him comes my salvation. Not going to be any salvation in any other. It's not going to be in a church. It's not going to be in a man. It's not going to be in a politician. He only is my rock. Jesus identifies Himself as that rock. And my salvation, He is my fortress. I shall not be greatly moved. Don't let anything get you down, see. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you. You shall be like a bowing wall and a tottering fence. Surely they have plotted to cast him down from his great height. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. Selah. And that means, think on this. Wouldn't it be interesting to be a fly on the wall? And they have those flies now, don't they? That are actually microphones? Did you hear the conversation between, say, the president and Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid? Now they found out why the health bill is in such trouble. Because former of the House, Tom Daschle advised Barack Obama when he was nominated to be health secretary. He says, he told him, we lost it when Hillary tried it because we let the details out and it got killed. So he says, don't get bogged down in the details. Because there's a true saying, the devil is in the details. And that is true with this health bill. Okay? Not only that, you can add on to it stimulus bill, TARP, cap and trade, all of that. You can add on to it all of the stealth in religion that they have kicked God out of the churches, out of the cathedrals, out of the synagogue, and the land is just given over to blatant sin. Now, there are some people trying, that is true, but they're trying to go back to the old way, which is still in error that caused the problem today. Now, again, notice verse 5. The encouragement for us. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my strong tower. I shall not be moved. And that's the mindset that we need to have, brethren. Let's also understand something else. And for all of you who think we are terrorists and we are active to throw over the government, listen up, because we're not. Jesus said, if my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. But now, since it isn't here, they don't fight. So we are not looking for a political solution or a half-baked spiritual solution. We are looking for the return of Jesus Christ, who's going to come in power and glory, and he's going to take control of all nations. And he is going to resurrect the saints, give them glory and honor, and they will rule with Christ. That's when we will fight. And I say that because too many people want to put those who want to speak the truth on a terrorist list. Because if you believe in the Bible, believe in the return of Christ, believe that the Word of God is true, you believe in Israel in the end time, you are a terrorist. We're not those who are in power are the real terrorists. Those they call terrorists are reactions to the system the way that it is, and punishment from God sent in hopes that we would repent. Now let's go on. Verse 8, times like this, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Think on that relationship to the things that are going on. That's what it is. Meditate, think on this. Now, when you do that, then you'll understand this. Verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. Well, they think they're important, and they think they can lie. They are a walking lie. When weighed in the balance compared to the Word of God, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this. That power belongs to God. And let's also add there, we will receive it at the resurrection. And the big, if you could put it that way, the big payday is coming when you are changed from flesh to spirit, and to rule with Christ over this world, when all the wealth of all of the nations then is going to be governed by Christ and the saints, to being peace, prosperity, happiness, and joy, and to undo all the evil that's going on in the world today. So always keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind when you're reading some of these prophecies. Because the plan of God is so great. And what he's going to do to the human race when he returns is going to be so marvelous that all the trouble and all the difficulty and all the things leading up to the close of this age is worth every bit of it, because it's God's judgment. Now, if they have not committed the unpardonable sin, they will be raised in the second resurrection for an opportunity for salvation. Understand that. Never forget that. All right. Now, let me continue on with this stealth revolution in government. And let me pick up something here very important in this congressional speech by Representative Traficant in 1993, where he talks about, presented in this speech, which was entered into the congressional record, I gave the reference on the last one, that he says, let me read the last paragraph where I left off, and then we'll continue on with it. Federal Reserve notes, and we'll have just a little input as to how the Federal Reserve came about. Now, what I want to do is tell you this. You need to do research. You need to go online. You need to search out all of these things so that you know, because it's all there. And I believe this, that helps fulfill exactly what Jesus said. Everything spoken in secret shall be shouted from the housetop. And how do you get these things into your computer? Why are they all there today? As a witness, so we will all know. So if you don't read, and if you are one of these ostrich with your head in the sand, and remember when your head is down in a hole in the sand, how much is sticking up in the air and how vulnerable are you? There is a conspiracy, and Satan is at the head of it, and he does have his workers, and they are the ones who are bringing it about. I had one man call me who was a lawyer and said, "Is it required that you believe in a conspiracy to be a member of your church?" And being a lawyer, I thought to myself, I wonder why he's asking this question. So I said, "Well, do you believe in Satan the devil?" "Oh, yeah, yeah." Because he's supposed to be a church member back in the Midwest someplace. And he told me he didn't believe in a conspiracy. So I said, "Do you believe in Satan the devil?" He said, "Yes." "Do you believe that he is deceiving the nations?" "Yes." "Why then do you say there's not a conspiracy? How can you possibly say there's no such thing as a conspiracy? Is our government honest? Are our churches honest? Are the people honest? If they all are, then there's no conspiracy." But the truth is, the reason you can't figure out the government and the reason you can't figure out the finances is because you have been conspired against. So the answer to your question is, if you believe in these things and don't believe in a conspiracy, then you are living in a dream world. Now, let me read this about Federal Reserve notes. He says, "Federal Reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account," meaning they're worthless. You go to the Federal Reserve and say, "I have all this money. What are you going to give me for it?" "A check." Closed account. You can't get money. The account for gold and silver was closed. 1933 was the first phase. 1978 was the second phase. And as we did last week, take out a Federal Reserve note and read it. Now, James Traficant Jr. is now in jail for probably putting this into the congressional record, but also because if you are a lying politician and you try to tell the truth, they're going to get you. All right? "Federal Reserve notes are an inflatable paper system designed to create debt through inflation, devaluation of currency. Whenever there is an increase of the supply of money, of a money substitute," that's what the paper money is, because real money is gold and silver, "and it comes into the economy without a corresponding increase in gold and silver backing, inflation occurs." Now, let me read on here because this becomes very important. "Inflation is an invisible form of taxation that irresponsible governments inflict on their citizens. Federal Reserve Bank, who controls the supply and movement of Federal Reserve notes, has everybody fooled. They can print $100 bills for less than a penny. put them out at interest, and they get interest money back. Now, wait till I read you a very interesting statement here in this a little bit later, and I think that's why he got thrown in the slammer. All right? They have access. Let's see. Yes. Who controls? Yes. Has everybody fooled? They have access to an unlimited supply of Federal Reserve notes, paying only for the printing cost of what they need. Federal Reserve notes are nothing more than promissory notes for U.S. Treasury securities T-bills. A promise to pay the debt to the Federal Reserve Bank. There is a fundamental difference between paying and discharging a debt. To pay a debt, you must have value or substance, i.e. gold, silver, barter, or a commodity. That's to pay a debt. With Federal Reserve notes, you can only discharge a debt. You cannot pay a debt with a debt currency system, because you're paying off an IOU with an IOU. You cannot service a debt with a currency that has no backing in value or substance. No contract in common law. Please listen carefully. We are not under common law. That's what we started with. With the stealth revolution, they have changed that. We are under indenture law, also called maritime law. No contract in common law is valid unless it involves an exchange of goods and valuable consideration. Unpayable debt transfers power and control to the sovereign power structure that has no interest in money, law, equity, or justice, because they have so much wealth already. And that describes the hierarchy of the super elite who run and control the world and all governments and all banks. Their lust is for power and control. Since the inception of central banking, they have controlled the fates of nations. All central banks in the world are privately owned corporations. Did you know that? The Federal Reserve in the United States of America is a private corporation instituted in 1913 and is a privately owned bank by the international bankers of the world. It looks like it's the Federal Reserve. And the game that they play, the charade that they play all the time, well, let's have Greenspan come up and explain what he's doing. Or let's have Bernanke come up and explain what he's doing. And the senators and representatives get all hyper and come down on them. And they're just sitting there playing the game, because that is only theatrics for the people. Because they all know the Fed has the power. They may tinker a little here, they may tinker a little there. What they want to do now is give the Fed more power for the coming world currency. So keep that in mind. I'll talk about that later. Their lust is for power and control, and everything that is going on in all countries is for control. Since the inception of central banking, they have controlled the fates of nations. The Federal Reserve System is based on the canon law, which then is, i.e., Catholic law. And by the way, when Sonia Sotomayor becomes a associate justice, there are now six Catholics on the Supreme Court. if Obama suddenly comes to his demise, we will have a Catholic president. Joe Biden. Nearly two-thirds of the representatives and senators are Catholics. I advise you to read the book, All Roads Lead to Rome, and see what they have done to religion and government in the United Kingdom. Now, that book is out of print. And don't think for a minute that a lot of the things that are coming down here do not have two or three steps removed the Catholic Jesuit imprint upon it. Because ever since we were founded as a nation, the Vatican has wanted to collar in the United States of America. And they helped finance the South in the Civil War. And they financed the war between Mexico and the United States. So they have stealthily come in and have been good little citizens. And have talked about representative government and voting and the Constitution. But now the Supreme Court will have six. Will this prove their loyalty to the church, or that they are really Americans indeed? Time will tell. So this is why you've heard me say for how long, you cannot solve spiritual problems with political means. The deck is stacked by evil people from the lowest level to the highest level in all branches of all government throughout the United States, with the exception of a few naive do-gooders who think they can change the system. Canon law. All right. Based on canon law and the principles of sovereignty protected in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. In fact, international bankers used a common law trust as their model, adding stock and naming it a joint stock trust. Now, what is that called today? Let's go to the next track, please.